Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of discussions of holy people, of tzaddikim, gedolei Yisrael. We're talking about Rav Aaron Mibelz, Rav Aaron Kadosh Hashem, Rav Aaron Rokach. This is the second shir, and his yortzeit is already tonight, Chof Aleph Be'av, Zchus Yagen Aleinu. In the Sefer Maisi Ish Elokim, on page 143, he says in the name of the Lel Rebbe, that he used to tell his Chassidim that only the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron can bring Mashiach, because Chazal say that Ein Ben David Ba La B'dor Shekula Chai B'Kula Zakai, that Mashiach only comes in a generation that's completely righteous or completely sinful. And Rebbe Aaron is always looking at the good of Jews. Mitzido, the whole generation is Kulo Zakai. So Mamela in his Schus, Mashiach is going to come. That's how Rebbe Aaron looked at Klal Yisrael. He only saw good. When Rebbe Aaron relates how Rabbi Chassid Rav Shmuel Forgis, in the Belzer Nayas, Belzer News, Parshas Ekev, in the year Tovshin Samach Vav, in page 4, so these are all quoted in the Sefer B'Kedushas Shel Aaron, that when Rav Aaron was in Pest, in Hungary, in the Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he used to daven in the local school, and after Yom Kippur, they had to return to school for the new year. And the heads of the Kehila did not agree under any circumstances to give this school for Sukkos. And they said, please give us a school also for Sukkos, and they didn't want. And this Rav Shmuel Forgas says that he spoke very sharply against these Rishayim. She'ein tovasim shleima. They don't want to do a complete favor. They do a little bit of a favor. But ein tovasim shleima. So Rav Aaron got up and he said, Chalila v'chas. Say three times Tovas and Shleima. That's what he always do. I always make them say three times. Say three times Tovas and Shleima. So he said it, and then afterwards Rav Aaron said to him, are you saying it B'Lev Shalem? And I said, yes. Again, the Rosh Kehila were asked to give over the school for Sukkos, and they weren't maskim. So Moshe Dod Hollander, who brought Rav Aaron to this place, to Pest, started building the sukkah without rishus. And Rav Aaron calls the Rosh HaKol, and he says to him, there's a big oilam here, and therefore I'm asking you that you should speak to the people in charge. They should give us this binyan for Sukkos. And he did. And he gathered everybody together and he placed pressure on them and they were maskim. And this was Mamash Erev Sukkos. So in the end they ended up giving them the building. And then Reb Aaron called this Reb Shmuel Forgas and he said to him, don't you see Tovas and Shlema? They gave us the building in the end. They gave us the building. He wanted to see Schus and Jews. You see, in the end they gave it. Rav Yehoshua Weiss of Munkach was once present when a woman came before a baron. A baron was makbid that whenever a woman comes in, there are at least two other men there. And she had a question, since she's about to buy an apartment, and they're offering her two offers, one on the ground floor and one on a high floor, which one should she buy? And Rav Aaron said to his gabbai, Rav Shalom, Nu Shalom, say a reason why she shouldn't buy on the ground floor. So Rav Shalom said, because it's easy for Ganavim to go and steal. It's the ground floor. That's the first apartment they're going to go to. Rav Aaron became pale, and he said, "Chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila." And he said, "Let's give a different reason." And Rabbi Yehoshua said that in the apartment below, if it's low down, water can come in from the rain. And Rav Aaron said, That's why you shouldn't buy an apartment on the ground floor. It's clear where Byron was telling her not to buy on the ground floor. And he was just looking for a reason that his gabbai should give. And he just didn't want it to be something negative about Jews. It could be he was also worried about ganavim. But he didn't want to say bad about Jews. Or even hear it. So they gave a different reason. Hagoyne Chassid Rav Moshe Scheinert Shlita relates that every week a doctor would come to the Belzer Rebbe to give him a shot. One time the Rebbe was involved, busy giving him the shot, and he saw that Rav Aaron was deep in thought, and he said, well, what's the Rebbe thinking about now? He didn't understand what's the beginning to think about now. And Rav Aaron answered, Gitzoy Fiden. I'm thinking good things about Jews. And Rabbi Aaron used to say, as men frek, darf men enfren. When people ask a question, you have to give them an answer. Derech Eretz. He asked me a question. Ich trach gitzoy fieden. I'm thinking good things about Jews. On the Leil HaKadosh, Yom Kippur, Rav Aaron would come into shul for Kol Nidre. Sometimes he would stand on the steps of the Aron Kodesh and he would turn to the community and he would say it's hard for him to say Musar in front of Jews. But the Chasam Sofer writes that Amar D'Asra, who gets parnasa from his job, is allowed to say divrei tochacha in front of his kehila. In his lashon, it says shver zu zogen for yuden musir. It's hard to say musir for Jews. Nor says dach sam soifer was zogt as a raf von stot was mit zoltim meger zogen divrei tochacha. A rabbi of a community that you pay him gets a salary. He's allowed to say Divrei Tochacha, and then he would start saying Torah, Musar, Kedarko B'Kodesh. But it was hard for him to tell Jews that they're not Beseder. The Heintig of Belzer Rebbe says that in Yadua, it's well known that my uncle, Rav Aaron, the present Belzer Rebbe is the nephew of Rav Aaron, couldn't stand hearing Lashon Hara al Bnei Yisrael. One time he was in Fest, and they said that the owner of the inn there is a tzioni, and he's megadol dover acher. He's a Zionist and he's raising pig. So Rav Aaron said, "Azoi, I'm going to tell you what he is. He's a tzioni that he's waiting for Mashiach." And it says in Medrash Koheles, Why is Chazir called Dover Acher? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to us in the future. In the future, Chazir is going to be kosher. And this person believes in Bias HaMashiach. So therefore, he's raising the pig in order that he should have what to eat. Always wanted to find good things about Jews. Byron was very careful about Kavod HaBrius, very careful about Benam LaChaver, even children. He was very Zor B'chodam, even of little children. And when the Gabbai would command one of the children at a tish to bring something for the table, Byron would call the child back and he would say, B'loshen Bakasha, please. Reb Shalom Michal Orgel, who's from Tush in Canada, Quebec, relates that his grandfather, Libodo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chusid, Rav Tzvi Mordechai Orgel of Montreal, was Rosh Hashanah time in Bells in Galicia by Rav Aaron, and he related that before Tkiyah Shofar, they made this chain of living people. Around where Rav Aaron was standing, in order to stop them from their lot of pushing, they didn't want them Chas v'Shalom to push Rav Aaron. Sakanas nefashis. But there was so much pushing, people wanted to be close to the Rebbe. This Reb Tzvi Mordechai was pushed inside this chain, and he finds himself right next to the Rebbe. Then people saw, well, what are you doing standing there? So they took him and they threw him out physically. And Rav Aaron saw this, Ovam Shel Yisrael. He stopped, Not Kia Shofar, and he wanted this Rav Tzvi Mordechai to come back. They had nothing to do, Rav Aaron said. What are they going to do? They brought him back inside. And Rav Tzvi Mordechai was zeichet to stand by Tkiyah Shofar next to the Rebbe. The Gabbai of Rav Aaron, Rav Mordechai Weber, says that he saw something very interesting by the Rebbe. Not to be a frumer in someone else's house. To leave all the chumras at the doorstep. You want chumras? Somewhere else. Two examples. By a certain Rav, I'm not going to mention his name. One time this Rav, because the Gabbai didn't mention his name. One time this Rav Aaron visited this Rav, very famous called the Torah, and he was Mechabed Rav Aaron with Lekach and Bronfen. This sweet cake and some schnapps, and he brought the cake to the table when it was on a piece of newspaper, and this newspaper was in Lashon HaKodesh. So Rav Aaron didn't say a thing, but when he got home, before he came into his room, he said, you know how much I'm makbid on osios shel Lashon HaKodesh? Not to be knowing menig bizayon. But in someone else's house, you can't be a frumer. You can't say anything. So he didn't say. Another instance, he visited this Rav, and Rav Aaron praised the Vizhnitz Rebbe, who built Shikun Vizhnitz in Bnei Brak. He says, wow, you're building apartments for Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Hasidish neighborhood. So the Rav said, host, that it says in Zohar HaKadosh, that Los Lavo, not only is the Beis HaMikdash going to come down built from Shemayim, but Kol Eretz Yisrael. So that means that all of Eretz Yisrael is going to be destroyed and then built again. So it doesn't matter what we're building now. It's not going to last, Lassid Lavo. Rav Aaron didn't say anything, but when he came home, he stood before the door, and he said what he brought in the name of the Zohar, that a new Eretz Yisrael is going to come down, doesn't mean that the old Eretz Yisrael is going to be destroyed, it just means that a Ruchniistic Eretz Yisrael is going to come down. He didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to correct the Rav. Rav Agon Rav Yishai Yakubovich, the Av Beis Din of Kabver, relates that in those days Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Kut had a chazakah in Eretz Yisrael to check the fish from bugs, from worms in the house of Rabbi Aaron. One time it happened, after he checked the fish, somebody found a bug in a fish that he'd already checked. And this person was such a yosher, he was such an honest person, he made sure to tell everybody. Back then they didn't lack such a quote-unquote honest people. He had to tell everybody to embarrass this person, this Rav Shlomo Zalman Kut. So he went in and he told the Rebbe, he said, listen, I made a mistake. I can't check your fish anymore. I'm not doing it. So the Rebbe said, a mensch is nor a mensch, un nishken malach, du sei boidek weiter. A person is just a person and he's not an angel and you're going to keep checking. You see the Midas Tovis. See the Midas Tovus of Rav Aaron. Hagaon HaChassid, Rav Tzion Grossman Shlita. This was brought in the Olam HaChassidus magazine, Menachemov, Toshin Samuch Zayin, page 22. He relates that when Rav Aaron was an old man, he was blind. So one of the not so from politicians, Shomer Shabbos, but doing things in the government that wasn't Fidas Gedolei Yisrael, came to the Tish of Rav Aaron. So Rav Aaron couldn't see, but when he got to the Tish, Rav Aaron said, who's sitting? Rav Aaron had very, very sharp intuition. He felt things. He said, who's sitting at the Tish? And they said all the names, and they skipped the name of that guy. And the Rebbe said, Nachum, who's at the Tish? Who's at the Tish? And then finally they had to tell him, oh, this politician. So when he heard, he left, and he just sat in a different room until the person had already had enough. He'd waited long enough, and he left. And the moment he left, Rabbi Aaron came back into the room, and he continued the Tish. He didn't want to hurt his feelings, but he didn't want to have the Tish when the person was there. Rav Avram Yishai Dierenfeld related a maisa to this Hagaon HaChassid, Rav Tzion Grossman. A maisa that has a big Musar Haskel. In the years after the war, Belzer Chassidim that came to America came out, didn't have a minyan. And they didn't have a place where they could daven. So they decided that the place that's most matim, that's most fitting, is the Beis Medrash of the Square Rebbe, who used to live at that time, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Williamsburg. Because Square is close to Belz, he's also a mechutin with Belz. Chassidim are always intermarried, not with Gentiles, but with other groups of Chassidim. And they decided they're going to daven in Skver, the Skver Rebbe. So, years passed, Baruch Hashem, people got married, had children, many more Belzer Chassidim, and they decided the time has come to have their own shul. So of course, first thing they did is they wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and they asked if they should open up an independent Beis Medrash. And the Rebbe's answer was, they should ask if the Skver Rebbe is maskim. So the Chassidim were mevarer, and they said that the Rebbe is maskim. But then Rebbe Aaron said, ask him again. If he's moichel, there's no tain at all. And the Skver Rebbe said, he can't say there's not going to have any agmas nefesh, because now you're losing a big olam. Dozens or hundreds of people are coming to your shul, and suddenly they stop coming. The Taka the Belzer Chassidim continued davening in his Beis Medrash until the year 1965, Toshin Chof Hei. And then the Square Rebbe moved to the community that he built, New Square. And once you have New Square, you don't There, that's they're only going to be squares there, so the Belzers don't have to go from Williamsburg to New Square. Long trip. Is it that long? Never made it, but can assume. Not within walking distance on Shabbos. So therefore, they were able to open their old shul, but their own shul. But you see again the rigishut, the sensitivity of Rav Aaron not to be pogeim the Skver Rebbe. There was a certain person who would travel a lot to Belz in the time already of Rabbi Yisachar Dov, Rav Aaron's father. And here in Eretz Yisrael, he stopped and he kemat didn't go into to the Rebbe Rav Aaron. One time he went in and he said, the reason I don't come anymore, kemat, is because when my father would go to the Rebbe, when I would go to the Rebbe's father, so the Gabbai Rav Aaron Yoshua would let me come in immediately. But now you're a Gabbai, Rav Shalom, he doesn't let me go right in. He says, come back later, come back later. People had to wait a long time to get into Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron said that my father was a malach and he could receive people day and night, but I'm a shvach mensch, I'm a weak person. And I can't, so what do you want from Rav Shalom? He's not guilty. So after he left, Rav Aaron told Rav Shalom, it's true. This person used to come to get into my father immediately. My father told the Gaboim always to put him, bring him right in. And the reason is because there was a certain person in this man's community who would give him tzar, would cause him trouble. And Rabbi Yisachar Dov wanted him to stop causing him trouble and giving this person tzar. So when he was makariv him, and this way you see the Rebbe's makariv somebody, you're nice to him. Agon HaChassid, Rav Moshe Scheinert, mentioned earlier, relates in the name of Rabbi Chassid Meir Gross Shlita. And when he was young, he was in Belz in Rosh Hashanah time, and he was before Bar Mitzvah, and he was standing on line to be Mekabel Shalom from the Rebbe. And when he comes to be Mekabel Shalom, the Rebbe wanted a towel, because the Rebbe wouldn't touch the hands of children. So he would shake their hand with a towel. That was his hanaga. But they didn't have one. The Rebbe waited. Everybody waited online. He said, and we're not continuing until I get my towel. He didn't want the child to have to go without getting shalom. And they brought the towel, they gave him shalom, and then they continued on the line. The Kretschner for Siget Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha related, Ein Mol Gedenkich in Yerushalayim is das Gewein er hat gefiel Tisch, es ist Gewein dorten Euchit Asach Kinder und man hat gegeben für jeden einem a bissel Wein zu geben Lechaim und für die Teure ist er Gewein sehr vermeucht und er hat inmitten angewiesen auf ein Jungel zu wischen alle Kinder, und er sagt, der Engele hat noch nicht gehabt, Post, der hat nicht gekannt, sagen Teure, wegen dem Chalisches Hadas von dem Engele. In Portuguese, this Rebbe says he remembers there was once a Tisha Rav Aaron and in Yerushalayim, and there were a lot of children there, and everybody got a little bit of wine, say l'chaim, and the Rebbe was mamish b'tveikus, he was about to say Torah, and then he pointed to one of the kids and he said, that child didn't get yet. He probably couldn't say Torah because of the chalisha sadas of that child. When my grandfather relates the chuck of a Rebbe visited Eretz Yisrael, Harav HaKadosh Mishatz, London, he came to the Tish, and the Rebbe was mechabed him to sing Dvor Yikra. And what did he sing? He sang from the Nigun of the Yom Noraim that you're not really supposed to sing during the rest of the year. And the next Shabbos he was mechabed the Makva Rebbe. He sang the same Nigun. And the Rebbe didn't say a thing. Even though he knew that that wasn't supposed to be done, but he didn't say anything. So we learned about the Sehiras and Kavod HaBrios of the Rebbe, and we learned about his being Malamid Tzchus on all Jews, Tzchus Yogen Aleinu about Kol Yisrael, that we should all learn from his ways and become close to Tzaddikim, and that this shir should be a Tzchus for my dear beloved friend Rabbi Ephraim Abin Miriam Shoshana, who's so Mechabed and loves Tzaddikim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.